people.
Now turn the page in your magazine to learn more about the pop group ABBA. 1. ABBA are Swedish. The group formed in Stockholm in 1972. In 1974, they represented Sweden in the Eurovision Song Contest. Their song, Waterloo, won. They are the best-selling Swedish band of all time, but their hits are in English, not in Swedish.
2. ABBA are two couples. Agneta Fältskog was married to Björn Ulvaeus from 1971 to 1980, and Annie Fried Lyngstad was married to Benny Andersson from 1978 to 1981. The husbands wrote the lyrics and composed the music of almost all of ABBA's hits. The wives sang the lyrics.
3. ABBA is an acronym. It was formed from the first letter of each group member's first name, Agneta, Björn, Benny, Annie Frid. In the group's official logo, the first B is written backwards.
4. ABBA's biggest hit is the song Dancing Queen from 1976. It was their only number one song in the USA. But did you know that ABBA were very successful in Britain? They sold a total of 11.3 million singles in the UK. They are the third best-selling singles artists in the UK, after the Beatles and Queen.
5. The group split up in 1982. Fame and touring put pressure on their marriages. Both couples divorced. But guess what ABBA did? They recorded The Winner Takes It All, a sad but catchy song about their breakups. It was a big hit.
6. Mamma Mia. The film based on ABBA songs is called Mamma Mia. It's a romantic comedy set in Greece. A young woman called Sophie wants to know who her father is. She knows that there are three possibilities, but which one is it? There are 21 ABBA songs in the film, including Mamma Mia.
7. A series of virtual concerts. This year, from May to December, ABBA will be in concert in London, but the members of the group won't perform in person. They will be replaced by their younger avatars. Fans will hear old ABBA songs and new songs from the album Voyage that ABBA released in 2021. It was their first album in 40 years and broke the record for the fastest-selling vinyl record of the 21st century.